What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today is Friday, June 6th. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri senators have approved more than $100 million in disaster relief for tornado-damaged St. Louis, part of a special session deal, including hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives to keep the Chiefs and Royals in the state. The Kansas City area teams are weighing offers from the state of Kansas, with the deadline looming at the end of this month. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe brokered the deal by adding more relief money and possible property tax breaks. The package also includes $25 million for emergency housing and $5,000 tax deductions to help with insurance deductibles. It still needs House approval. A second lawsuit has been filed challenging the state takeover of the St. Louis City Police Department. Arch City Defenders filed the lawsuit in Cole County Circuit Court against the state and the Attorney General, stating that the takeover imposes an unfunded mandate on the city and that the state is creating a special law that regulates the affairs of the city, both things they say violate the state constitution. Metro installed new security gates at train stations before it had the tech installed for people to open those gates with their tickets. The agency had hoped human security guards could check tickets in the meantime, but passengers are now complaining of no guards, locked stations, and missed trains. Kim Sella of advocacy group Citizens for Modern Transit asked Metro Security Chief Kevin Scott about it during a virtual town hall.
If a rider approaches a gate and, in fact, the security personnel has stepped away, what are the riders' options to make sure that they can efficiently get through the gates and not miss any further connections?
Sure, that's a fantastic question. So at each gate, there's a public assist telephone. It's on a pedestal.
But then Scott changed the policy. Now when security gates are unattended, Metro will leave the gates open so no one is stuck outside. Metro does expect the automated ticketing system to be installed next year. Things are getting heated around the St. Charles Convention Center over parking.
And of course, it wasn't a problem until the convention center start doing so well.
St. Charles County Executive Steve Allman says the convention center is becoming so successful, there's not enough parking for some events. People are spilling into adjacent neighborhoods, and that is angering residents. Some have complained at county council meetings.
Hopefully, it's going to get to the point where it's going to happen more often if we continue to grow, if the convention center continues to grow. So something's going to have to be done. It won't be done overnight.
Elman says the convention center owns some adjacent property that could be turned into temporary parking. The city owns the convention center. The neighborhoods are in the county. Believe Academy St. Louis, a charter high school that focuses on six health science career paths, has purchased the former Gateway Huber Wheeler School campus by Harris Stowe. Believe's founder tells the Business Journal it represents their commitment to St. Louis, and it's a perfect location to partner with Harris Stowe, SLU, BJC, and Goldfarb School of Nursing. Believe opened last year. It's currently operating out of the Central Baptist Church. More than 100 young people will attend a special luncheon today, the St. Louis Internship Program's annual etiquette luncheon at the Westin downtown. The interns have the opportunity to connect with business professionals while applying the lessons learned from their 10-week intensive employment training course. They'll also today have an etiquette facilitator at each table, helping guide professional conversations and important dining skills and table manners. The program is run by Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater St. Louis. After the COVID pandemic, vaccine rates for another disease fell across the nation, including in the St. Louis area. KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer reports.
Researchers found 78% of counties in 33 states have seen a decline in their measles vaccination rate since 2020. Herd immunity is reached at 95%, but in St. Louis City, the rate fell from an already low 83% to 74.5% today. Candace Day Matias is with the Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease.
Our immunity has waned because fewer people are getting vaccinated against measles, and that's why we're seeing the spread.
The measles vaccination rate fell in all other surrounding counties as well, but not as big of a drop as in the city. All metropolitan counties are in the 90 to 94% vaccination rate range, but still below the 95% herd immunity point. The rate is highest in St. Charles County at 94.4%. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
It's hard to find black raspberries in the store, but Chris Eckert says the crop at their farm is now ripe, and it's the largest black raspberry crop in Eckert's history.
Starting to ripen up already. So when you pick a black raspberry, you want to pick it ripe, because once it's harvested, it's not going to continue to ripen. And it should just kind of fall off right in your fingers almost.
They'll only be good to pick for the next 2 weeks. Pick your own starts tomorrow. You need a field admission ticket, and each 6-ounce container of berries is $4.99.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.